All right, today's topic, the question that was submitted was when we have to make new brachos, when you move to a different area, and when you don't have to make new brachos, shina makom. So basically, it's a sugya in Maseches Pesachim. It's one pretty short sugya, Maseches Pesachim, Daf Kuf Aleph, that the Gemara says, shina makom tzarech levarech. And the Gemara has somewhat of a vague phrase. The Gemara says, yeah, you know when we say Shinu Makom Tzarech Levarech? That's when you go Mibayis Labayis. But when you go Mimakom Lemakom, then you don't have to be Mevarech. When you go from one bias to another bias, so then you need a new bracha if you want to continue eating. And not only if you want to continue eating in the new place you went, but even if you go back to the first place that you started eating, once you've left, you're going to have to make a new bracha in the first place that you started eating as well, if you went Mibayis Labayis. But if you went Mimakom Lemakom, it's going to be different. Now, it's a sugya, and if we really learned it, like everything else, it would take a lot more than 10 minutes. So we're going to try to just really cut to the chase over here. The Siman in Shulchan Aruch, the relevant Siman in Shulchan Aruch, for those who want to look into it a little more detailed, is Siman Kufayin Ches in Or HaChaim. It's Kedai, go through Tor Beis Yosef, you know, the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, etc. This is also one of those Simanim in Shulchan Aruch where there are some very major differences between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. There's a lot of Ramah over here and a lot of Machlokes from Ramah Mechaber, so it's something that I'm going to give you the Ashkenazic approach, basically, because we are all present, our Ashkenazim, so we're not going to do the Sephardic approach. So we should just be aware of that. Basically, by way of introduction, the idea is as follows, that when you move from one place to another, in middle of eating, it requires that you make a new bracha in the place that you move to, as well as, if you come back to the original place, you would need a new bracha there as well. In order for that din to be in effect, it would need to be halachically defined as a different place, and we're going to have to discuss what is halachically defined as a different place. Furthermore, there's an exception. If there's anything that's holding you back to the first place, and we're going to get into details of what those things might be, but if there's something that holds you back, that ties you, binds you to the first place, even if you happen to physically leave that place for some time, but there's something keeping you kavua in that first place, then it's not called a shinui makom. Then it's going to be considered as if you never left. Also, one other rule, if you're never koveya in the first place, you never had any sense of kavius at all in the first place, then it may not be considered a shinui makom to go to a different place. I mean, it's only when you're koveya yourself here, and then you leave and go somewhere else. So a lot of the shilas that we have are shilas that are not with the real sense of kavius. What's our major issues of shinui makom? We're taking something on the go. We're going to the drive-thru in Dunkin' Donuts or something, and we grab something, or we go into the car, out of the car. We're going to have to discuss all those things, and we're going to try to do it in the span of the next 5 minutes. The halacha is lechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, the big machlokes rishonim. When you go from one room to another, one person owns the house, but there are multiple rooms within the house. So the big machlokes rishonim whether that's considered a shinui makom or not. Mishnah Berurah paskens lechatchila, you shouldn't go from one room to another within a house. But b'diavad, if you did, you would not need to make a new bracha. B'diavad safik brachas lahakal, you'd be somech. If you're going mibayis labayis, that's a real shinui makom. If it's an open area, just a field, and you're just traveling down, you know, you're walking down from one end of the football field to another, so then it depends if you can see the place that you are at first or if you can't. If you can see the place where you were, where you started, so that's not called the shinui makom. Even if you can't, if you had in mind to move, if you had das at the beginning that you were going to move from one place to the other, that would be okay as well. Going from a street to the car is considered cheder lecheder, according to poskim quoted in photocopies of the Sefer Vizos HaBracha. I'm sure you're familiar with the Sefer, a very fantastic Sefer in Hilchos Brachos. And he quotes from several poskim that based on Shaar Tzion and Kufayin Ches, Os Lamed Ches, that if you go from the street to the car, that's considered cheder lecheder. The halach is by cheder lecheder that das would help. Meaning, although cheder lecheder lechatchila, we try not to go from one. If I start eating a meal in one room, we try not to leave that room and go to another room. But if I have das at the beginning that I'm going to go and then I'm going to come back, that would help. So if you have in mind when you're going from the street to the car, you run into the store and you wash in the store. So you take a quick hamotzi in the, you know, as you're walking in the street, and then you go into your car. So the das in that sense would help. That would be considered cheder lecheder. Sukkah, which is also an issue of Shinui Makom. A lot of people ask, with a lot of rain predicted that never came, this, or it didn't come the first day at least, this past Sukkot, when you're going in from the Sukkot to the house, it really depends how the Sukkot is built. If the Sukkot is built as a room off the house, right, so then it's cheder l'cheder. If it's continuous to the house, so then it'll be cheder l'cheder. If a sukkah is built like my sukkah is, where it's not connected to the house, it just happens to be in the backyard, so then it would be bayis l'bayis. Then it's two totally different places, it would seem. If you have in mind, or even if you don't have in mind, if you can see your original makom, so that would work for cheder l'cheder. Again, when it comes to cheder l'cheder, which is many of our shailas, so if you can either you have in mind or you see the original makom where you are, so that would be okay for cheder l'cheder. The Vizos HaBracha quotes miposkeis manenu that many gedolei aposkim, and he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, say as follows, that if the second room is a room that you're regilim lalechas l'sham toch kedei achilaso, that's normal that during your meal you go there. During your meal, for instance, you go from the dining room to the kitchen to get more things for the meal. Happens all the time, right? You're eating lunch in the dining room on Shabbos. You need to go get something from the kitchen. So you can say it's a shinu makom, mecheder l'cheder l'chadchila. You should be chained to your dining room. That you shouldn't be allowed to go into the kitchen to help serve the food during the meal. So he quotes Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, other poskeis manenu, that Rav Vosner, Shevet Alevi, that it's considered as if daito mitchila l'kach. You don't even have to have explicit das. It's implicit das in that case. That the das is understood that you plan on going from one place to another. Das does not work for bayis l'bayis. Das only works for cheder l'cheder, within a bayis. It will not work for a bayis l'bayis. Whether seeing the original place works for bayis l'bayis is a machlokas aposkim. So, and whenever you have machlokas aposkim, almost always when you have machlokas aposkim brachas, you can say savik brachas lahakel. But l'chadchila, try not to do it. But b'diavad, if you did it and you're able to see the original makom, so then you would not make a new bracha. Now that's in terms of just what we call different places. What types of then we mentioned there's something else. If you're bound to the original place for some reason, so leaving for a moment is not called Ehesach Hadas from that place, and it's considered like you never left. What makes you bound to the original place? So the Gemara says, it's often in the Gemara, that if you were eating something, Shaton Bracha Achrona B'Mekomo, where you were eating in the first place, you washed, so it's something that requires Bracha Achrona B'Mekomo, so that locks you to that place. You can't bench somewhere else. You need to bench there. And because you need to bench there, you always need to come back there. That holds you to that first makom, and therefore wouldn't be considered a shinoi makom. Mizonos and shivas haminim were machmir l'chadchil, because machlokas, whether they're included in dvar matunim, bracha achrona b'mekomo. But certainly if you wash, that would certainly be considered as if it's as if you're bound to that place. If you have das to eat in another place, then it might make even the mezonos and shivas aminim, even the chadchila, that it's mutter with the tzir of the shittos. Hamotzi, you don't need to. Hamotzi, you're good. Well, you better not be. You shouldn't be getting in your car. Going, you're going to need to come back for benching.
What do you do if you're
so if you have hamotzi, what do you mean?
Well, your lunch is hamotzi. Oh,
we'll get to it in a second. So what do you do? So the halacha is that when do you have to make a bracha achrona b'mekomo? When do you have to make a bracha achrona? When you eat amotzi, if you eat a kazayis. If you eat less than a kazayis, then you're not chayiv in bracha achrona yet. So if you eat less than a kazayis, that doesn't tie you to that place. So if you eat less than a kazayis of lechem, it doesn't hold you down. So it counts. So that would count as a shinu makom, but it's the type of shinu makom when you're just going to your car or whatever, just running out, that das would work for. Right? It would probably be a type of shinu.
Would you have to eat a kazayis at the place where you finish?
Yeah, you should probably eat excise with it. Yeah. Also, if in general, it's never a good idea if you're eating somewhere to leave the table, hamotzi somewhere, it's never a good idea to leave the table for an extended period of time, because then we're always afraid you're going to forget the bench if you leave the table for an extended period of time. But there's something else that could hold you back that the Gemara also mentions. Even before we get to that, if you start eating while you're traveling, you start eating as you're on the go, or when you're getting ready to go, you're in your house on your way out. So then he quotes over here again in Vizos HaBracha, he says, Ha'ochel toch kedei alicha. You're going on the road and you're eating a sucking candy or garinim or something like that, or you're chewing gum, so you make one bracha at the beginning, and you don't have to make another bracha every time you're Masiach Das. It's considered that it's all on the road, it's all considered to be one place. So if he says, if you start eating in a store, you start eating in an ice cream store or something like that, and at the time that you start eating, you're already getting ready to go, so even if you hold bit, you stay a little bit in the store, you're allowed to continue to eat without making another bracha. He quotes from Rav Moshe, unless it's benigud lehilchas derech eretz, unless it's, you know, eating on the go, which is a stam, a disgusting thing to do, but whatever, that's a different shmooze for a different time. He says, if you start eating in the car, even though you leave your car and you continue to eat outside of the car, you don't make another bracha. He quotes this from Rav Yashiv. In that sefer, in the Vizos Bracha, he never quotes Rav Yashiv by name. He quotes Echon Migdolei Adar. That's Rav Yashiv. So for some reason, Rav Yashiv said he didn't want to be quoted by name, only wanted to be quoted by Echon Migdolei Adar. I'm not sure why. But I don't think he wanted to be quoted by Echon Migdolei Adar. To be clear about that. Anyway, so if you start to eat in the car, it's not considered a kvias. Perhaps if you have to go back for guests, that's what the Gemara talks about. Let's say you have to go back because you have guests waiting for you at the table. That's also not considered a shina makom. Meaning the Gemara talks about you have other people at the table that you left at the table when you left. Right, so that's not considered a shina makom because you need to come back. So anything that holds you back to that original place would also not be considered a shina makom. So that's the long and short of it, the short version of it for Ashkenazim. Specific questions, I'll be happy to take to the extent that I know the answers. In terms of, like, let's say Shabbos.